an important thing in our family and the culture of our family is that everybody has a job. And so he's worked since he was 15.
That's Tracy Johnson of Tropic, Utah, about 4 hours south of Salt Lake City. Tracy is talking about her son, Peyton, but Peyton goes by Max. He has Down syndrome and anxiety. Max is talking about what he likes about his job.
Success in finding employment and maintaining employment is just a willingness to do it.
Hayden Johnson is Max's brother. He's also a support employment specialist who has coached Max.
Living in Tropic, there's only about 500 people there. So there are a lot of really good benefits. I think Peyton had 11 other kids in his class. We knew everybody in the community. Everybody knew Peyton. It was easy for him to get a job. He knew people. People knew his work ethic, knew, you know, his personality. So it was really easy for him to transition out. And people were really willing to give him a lot of opportunities.
Hello. Welcome to Bryce Canyon.
You know what I want to find? Is the walk to Mossy Cave Trail. Is that really worth it?
We're in the Bryce Canyon bookstore where Max works over the summer. Sean Chenoth is his supervisor.
We found a place for Max that would help in our workforce, but also provide a situation that was good for him. He has a pattern that he follows every morning, and he has a certain order that all of it is done and taken place in. And so he's very particular about how he stocks the store. Max is a fantastic employee. He's dependable. He's here when he's scheduled to be here, and he loves to come to work. He gets his work done. Sometimes it's on his own time frame, but he's very dependable and very precise in his work.
Max stocks the stuffed animals in the bookstore, including the singing stuffed birds. He also does work at a desk in Paula Henry's office.
One thing that I really enjoy with Max is I guess you could call it the Disney Hour, where Max sits down and we listen to the Disney music, and it's kind of a break for me too, and Max and I sing together and listen to the music and do our work. But while he's there, it really helps motivate him. We have found that money really doesn't motivate Max as much as like letting him listen to music, or we'll give him a pin. He loves the princesses. And so those kind of things really motivate him to get his work done and keep busy.
And quite frequently he'll bring things to work to share with staff. It might be the little miniature candy bars, or he buys that on his own.
When Max first came, it was a little hard to understand sometimes, it was a little his language and stuff, but as the years have gone on and as we've got to know Max, he talks, we can understand him, we know what his needs and wants are, and he does a really good job with communicating with us.
Max's co-workers help him when needed, which is not all that often. And when the bookstore closes in the winter, Max works another job in the city of Provo. Here's Tracy again.
Most important, every place that he's worked, they say he's always here, he's here on time, he's a faithful employee, he can do the work, we don't need to make accommodations.
Max's co-workers did say they provided music and let him work on his own time frame, but they also said they didn't need to do much to accommodate him.
Kind of the framework in employment law is that people with disabilities are allowed to ask their employers for reasonable accommodations.
Laura Henry is Associate Legal Director at the Disability Law Center in Salt Lake City.
An employer does not have to provide an accommodation that would amount to an undue hardship. Those are kind of the magic legal words. And so when you're looking at whether or not a particular accommodation is reasonable, you're going to be looking at the resources that that company has available. One way that you can provide a reasonable accommodation is to modify a workplace policy.
Or in Max's case, they found out what worked and stuck with it. This is Jolynn Lyon reporting from Bryce Canyon for Utah Public Radio.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.